Greetings, and welcome to our summer prayer service for Wednesday, August the 12th. It is a true blessing that you are here with me whenever and wherever you are. As has been our practice throughout our prayer services, I'd like to invite you to find a candle to help to complete this holy space that we are creating. If you do not have one, I invite you to gather around this one. Also, throughout our service, there will be opportunities for you to join in responsively or in unison with me. So now, as we begin, let us light our light. We light this candle to guide us through this time of prayer. It reminds us of the guide and companion that we have in Jesus Christ. May we follow this light as we offer praise to God this day. May we follow Christ through the trials and triumphs throughout all our days. And now I'd like to invite you to join me responsively in the reading of Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known upon the earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon the earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, has blessed us. May God continue to bless us. Let all the ends of the earth revere him. As we reflect on these words from the psalm, a psalm of praise, let us be reminded of the many blessings that God affords us in this world and in our lives. Let us reflect now on the ways that we have been blessed. As we have been blessed, so too have we been forgiven. And so let us boldly offer our brokenness to the one who seeks to mend this world. Let us offer our prayer of confession together. God of love and fellowship, often in the midst of trying to make the most of the moments to come, we forget to slow down and take notice of the moments that we are in. We want tomorrow to be perfect, but making it so often costs us today. Forgive us when we miss the precious moments where you are reaching out to us. Forgive us when we ignore opportunities to engage with and help change this world because we don't feel ready. Encourage us, enliven us, call to us, and we will answer. We ask this and all things in the name of Christ, our brother. Amen. The assurance of God's love is the truth that God's love is neither fickle nor fading. Like the sun, it is always there. Sometimes we can't see it. Sometimes we can't feel it. But sometimes it is because we have our back turned. Sometimes it is because we have cloaked ourselves in darkness. So let us turn and embrace God's love. Let us turn and embrace God this day. Amen. And now We turn to the Gospel of Matthew. Let us hear these words as they become a part of who we are as people of the way. Then he called the crowd to him and said to them, "Listen and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles." Then the disciples approached and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said?" He answered, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind, and if one blind person guides another, both will fall into a pit." But Peter said to him, "Explain this parable to us." Then he said, "Are you still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach and goes out into the sewer? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles. For out of the heart come evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile." Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away. She keeps shouting at us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. As we reflect on these words, on this story of our partner Christ, we are reminded that it is not what we take in that makes us righteous or defiles us, but what we put out into the world. It's how we treat one another. It's how we share this world with one another. It's what we say, it's what we do, it's how we act as we strive to be people of the way. So let us reflect now on the ways that we have succeeded in following in Christ's own way, but also in those times where we have failed, where we have ignored the cries of those in need. Let us turn to God, bringing forward and lifting high our prayers of thanks, as well as those of concern. Let us pray. You, O God, transform us by your presence, your guidance, your teachings. Transform us now as we come to you in prayer, as we open our hearts to you, presenting all that we are to you who love us deeply. Hear us this day as we pray. Inspire us, O God, to be people who reflect your love. In this world, we can see so many ways where the hearts of your people have been broken open and filled with fear, hate, and ignorance. Help us to be people who bring healing in this world. Guide us to those people and places most in need of your love and care. Through us and others, may the world find wholeness in you. Hear, O God, our prayers for a world in need of your mending hand. Hear, O God, our prayers seeking your inspiration. Encourage us, O God, to serve one another as Christ served. Individualism and self-centeredness often blinds us to the needs of others. We see what can be done to serve our neighbor, and we ask, how will it serve us? Help us to be people who put the needs of our brothers, sisters, kindred in this world, in this city, before our own. Guide us to share what we have and who we are for the strengthening of all. Through us and others, may this community find wholeness in you. Hear, O God, our prayers for our communities within these walls of our churches and beyond. Hear, O God, our prayers seeking your encouragement. Enliven us, O God, to live our lives guided by our faith. Prejudice and pride can force us into tunnel vision, unable to see the perspective of others, making us unwilling to change a path that we have set ourselves on. Help us to be people who swallow our pride, ready to admit mistakes and find a new way. Guide us to new experiences. Make us eager to see a situation from another's side. Send your Spirit into our lives. Help us to find wholeness in you. Hear, O God, our prayers for ourselves. Hear, O God, our prayers seeking your enlivening touch. These are our prayers, O God. These are our hearts, broken open, waiting for you to fill them with your guiding Spirit. Hear our prayers as we bring them together, our prayers of thanks, our prayers of concern, as we bind them together in the prayer that Christ taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. If you did light a candle with me this morning, I invite you now to blow it out and join with me in this prayer for guidance. This light goes out, but you, O Christ, shine on the way before us. Guide us from this day into the next. Encourage us to share who we are and the gifts that you have given us with the world around us. Inspire us to seek your presence in every moment. We ask this and all things in your name, O Christ, our companion and friend. Now go. Go into the world with the love of God in your hearts, with the peace of Christ in your hands, and with the power of the Holy Spirit at your backs. And allow these things to work in and through you as you share yourself with the world. Amen.